B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start in Brachos Daf Hei Omud Aleph, four lines from the top of the Omud. Omar Reb Levi Bar Choma, Omar Reb Shimon Ben Lokish. Le'oilom yargiz odom yetza toiv al yetza hora. A person should always make sure that his yetza toiv is fighting his yetza hora. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Rigzu v'al techtou. If this fight is successful, it will cause you not to do averus. Im not tzchoy mutav. If you defeated the Yetzirah, is good. V'imlav, if you didn't manage, yasik b'teira. Spend more time learning Torah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, imru bilvavchem. And what you say with your heart is divrei Torah. Im notzchoy mutav, if that helped you defeat the Yetzirah, is good. V'imlav, yikra kriyas shema. You should say kriyas shema, and that will help you defeat the Yetzirah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, al mishkavchem. On your bed, what do you do on your bed? You say Kriyas Shema. Im not tzchoy mutav. If that helped you defeat the Yetzirah, is good. V'im lav, if not, yazkir lo yoyim ha-misa. Remember that life is only a short time, and a person is going to die one day and have to give din v'cheshbon, and that will help him defeat his Yetzirah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, v'doimu selo. V'omar Reb Levi Bar Choma Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lokish. Ma'i dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'etno lecha, I Hashem gave to you Moshe Rabbeinu es luchos ha'aven, the stone luchos, va'atoira, va'mitzvah, asher kosavti lahoyroisom. All these things were included in what was Hashem gave Moshe at Sinai. Luchos elu aseres hadibros. The aseres hadibros that we know that were written on the luchos were clearly given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Toira zumikra, Toira is referring to the whole Chamisha Chumshe Torah we have, Vamitzvah Zumishna, everything we know as Mishnayas was also given to Moshe. Asher Kosavti Elu Neviim Uksuvim, all the Sforim of Neviim and Ksuvim were also given to Moshe. Lohayroisom, which means to teach us, what teaches us what to do, Halacha Lemaisa, where do we learn the Halachas from? Zugmora, this is from understanding the Tamim, the reasoning behind the Mishnayas, and from there we can learn what to do. Melamed, from here we see Shakulam Nitnu Lemoshe Misinai, that the whole Torah Shebichtav and the whole Torah Shebalpeh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Continues the Gemara, Omer Reb Yitzchok, Kol HaKoyre Kriyas Shema Al Mitosoi, anybody that says Kriyas Shema Al Amito before going to sleep, Ki'ilu Oichez Cherev Shel Shtei Piyos Biyodoi, it's as if he's holding a sword with two mouths, with two sharp edges on it. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Reimemois Kael Begroinom V'cherev Pifiois Beyodom. And this Kriyas Shema, this sword, is what protects a person and kills all the mazikim that endanger a person at night. Asks the Gemara, Mai Mashma, how do you know that this Pasuk, speaking about the double-mouthed sword, is referring to a Kriyas Shema? Omar Marzutra, says Marzutra, V'itemer Ravashi, possibly Ravashi said it, Mereshu de Inyona. Look at the beginning of that Pasuk. The beginning of that Pasuk, Dechsiv, Yalzu Chasidim Bechovoid, Yerananu Al Mishkavoisom. It's talking about arena, a certain song that's being said when a person is lying on his bed. Uchsiv Basre, and immediately afterwards it says, Raim Meiskel Begroinum Vecherev Pifies Biyodom. So this is teaching us that the arena that you say before you go to bed, which is the Kriyas Shema, is what's going to protect you from the Mazikim, as if you're holding a sword with two mouths. Continues the Gemara of Omar Reb Yitzchok. Kol HaKoyre Kriyas Shema Al Mitosoi, anybody that reads the Kriyas Shema before going to bed, Mazikin Bedelin Heimenu. Those Mazikim, those evil spirits, stay away from him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ubnei Reshef Yagbihu Uf. Ve'in Uf Elo Teira, Shenemar Hisif Einecho Boi Ve'inenu, ואין רשף אלו מזיקים שנאמר מזי רעב ולחומי רשף בכתב מרירי. That means as follows. The Pasuk says that Bnei Reshef, those who are suffering from Reshef, Yagbihu Uf. Whatever Uf means is going to remove the Reshef. What is Reshef? So the Pasuk mentions three things in sequence. It says Mzei Rav, which is Yisurim. Lechumei Reshef, we have to know what Reshef means. V'ketev Meriri, the Meriri are the Mazikim. So the Pasuk starts with Ra'av, which is Yisurim, finishes with Meriri. What is Reshef? So Reshef is either a type of Yisurim, together with Mazei Ra'av, or it's a type of mazikin together with ketev mariri. So this part, stage in the Gemara is assuming that it's mazikim, and that's why it says though bnei reshef, those who are at risk of mazikim yagbihu uf, having learning Torah is called uf, as the Gemara brought a pasuk that helps a person and protects him from the mazikim. Kriyas Shema Lamita is those divrei Torah. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reb Shimon ben Lakish learns this a little bit differently. Kol ha'oisik ba'Torah, anyone who learns Torah, yisurim b'deilim himenu, suffering and pain are removed from him. Shenemar u'bnei reshef yagbihu uf. If you are suffering from reshef, then uf is going to remove the reshef from you. Vein uf elo Torah. Uf is Torah shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, as we saw a couple of lines earlier. Hisif einecha boy ve'inenu. Ve'in reshef elu yisurim. Reb Shimon ben Lakish learns that reshef is referring to the yisurim, not to the mazikim. Shenemar mazei ra'ov uluchumei reshef. Since reshef is brought together with ra'ov, which is hunger, hunger is yisurim, is pain. So the reshef refers to pain, and somebody who's at risk of yisurim, learning Torah will protect him. Continues the Gemara. Omar le Reb Yochanan. Ha'afilu tinoikos shel beis rabon yoidim. Oisai. Even the children who have not come to the Psukim in Iyov that the Gemara just mentioned, they know this fact, that learning Torah protects a person from Yisurim. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoyima, im shamoya tishma l'koil Hashem elikecho, if you listen to the Torah, Vayoshor beinov tase, and you act in a way that's straight and proper in Hashem's eyes, Vazanto l'mitzvoisov, you listen to his mitzvahs, Vashomarto kol chukov, and you keep all his mitzvahs, all the chukim, Kol hamachala, all the illnesses which are yisurim, asher samti b'mitzrayim, loy osu melecho, ki ani Hashem reifecho. So why are you bringing psukim in Iyov to teach us that somebody who learns Torah will be protected from yisurim? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Elo, says the Gemara, instead of assuming that Rish Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish said that kol ha'isik b'Torah yisurim b'deilim imenu, he said something else. He meant kol she'efshel ilasik b'Torah, anyone that could have used his time to learn Torah, ve'ein oisik, and he does not learn Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurim mechayorim v'oichrin oisai. Hashem brings on this person terrible yisurim. Shenemar ne'lamti dumia. If you are silent, hecheshesi metoiv, and you stop speaking toiv, uch'evi nechar, then you're going to suffer terrible yisurim. Ve'ein toiv elo Torah. The toiv in this pasuk that you silence yourself from is referring to Torah. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirasi al ta'azoivu. And since Torah is Toiv, and silencing yourself from Toiv brings Yisurim. Continues the Gemara. Omer Reb Zeira v'Yitaymer Reb Chanina Bar Popa. Boy ura'ei sheloi k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Hashem and people, they have a different way of doing things. Midas basav adam, when a human being sells something, Odom moicher chayfas lechaveri, sells an item to his friend, moicher etziv, the seller is a bit sad, and the one who bought it is happy, because the person who sold it would much rather have stayed with his item. He was forced to sell it because he needed his money, and the person who bought it hopefully got a good deal and is happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einu Kein, Hashem is not like that. Nosan Lohem Torah LiYisrael, Hashem gave us the Torah, V'somach, and nonetheless Hashem is happy. Shenemar ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al ta'azoivu. Hashem is telling us, look after the Torah, I want you to have the Torah, protect the Torah. If Hashem is telling us how much we should protect the Torah, he's obviously happy that we have the Torah, unlike human beings that when they sell something they are not so happy. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava v'itamer of Chizda. Imroya odom shisurin boin olav. If a person sees that yisurim, which is pain and suffering, is coming to him, yefashfish b'maisov, he should examine and investigate his deeds. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, nach besod rochenu v'nachkeira v'nashuva ad Hashem, that you should look into your ways, examine your ways, and that will help you become closer to Hashem. Pishpesh v'loy motza, if somebody who sees yisurim coming to him, he looked into his ways and he couldn't find a good reason or reason that he can understand why these surim are coming, yitle bebitl Torah, he should assume it's because he did not spend enough time learning Torah. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Ashrei hageva sheti'asrenu ka, praiseworthy is the person who, consequent to his pain and suffering, umiteroschot lamdenu, it brings him to learn more Torah. Ve'im tolo v'lei motza, if he looked at his daily schedule and he realized that it's full to capacity and he could not have learnt more than he did, b'yadua she'isurim shel avahim, he can assume that they're what we call yisurim shel ava, which Hashem gave this person just in order to bring him closer to him and to give him even more schar in Olam Haba, shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ki esa she'yav Hashem yechiach, Hashem is giving him yisurim, which is a type of teichacha, just because he loves him. Continues the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to continue a little bit in the content of yisurim. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schaira, Omar Rav Huna. Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Boy, anyone that Hashem desires him and wants him and loves him, Medakoi bi Yisurim, he inflicts on him Yisurim. Shenemer, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Chofetz Dakoi Hecheli. That Hashem, because he loves somebody, is Chofetz in that person, he gives him the Yisurim. Yochel Afilu Lo Ikiblom Me'ava, I may have thought that this is true, even if the person does not receive the Yisurim Ba'ava, nonetheless he's going to get closer to Hashem. Talmud Leima, it says in the very same Pasuk, Im Tosim Oshom Nafshoi. It's similar to a person who needs to desire a korban. When a person brings a korban, it has to be done Baratzin and with Das. So too the Yisurim that person gets, if in order for them to bring him closer to Hashem, he has to accept them, he has to receive them, and not curse them and complain about them. Ma oshom ladas, in the same way as an oshom, which is a korban, has to be brought ladas, with intent. Af yisurim ladas, he has to receive the yisurim barotzen. Ve'im kiblom mas choroi, and if he did receive these yisurim, and he didn't complain about them, what's his reward? So that's the end of the very same pasuk. Here is Zera Yarich Yomim. He's going to be Zaycha to children and Tarichas Yomim. And not only that, Eloshe Talmudim Iskaim Beyodi, the Torah that he learns is going to stay with him, he'll remember his learning, he'll understand his learning. Shenemer, as it says, the last words of that Pasuk, V'chefetz Hashem Beyodo Yitzlach, and V'chefetz Hashem is obviously referring to Torah, it will be Matzliach, it will stay in his hands. Continues the Gemara. Pligi bo Reb Yaakov bar Idi v'Reb Acha bar Chanina. They argued. Chad omar eilu hein yisurim shel ava kol she'ein ben bittel Torah. The only time that yisurim could be yisurim shel ava is if those yisurim do not stop a person from learning Torah. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Ashrei hagever asher tiyasrenu ko umiteroscho tlamdenu. That fortunate is the person who gets yisurim and at the same time miteroscho tlamdenu, he can continue learning Torah. Bechad Omar, the other man, the Omar said, "Eilu en Yisurim shel Ava." What's called Yisurim shel Ava? Kol she'ein ben bittel tefila. If the Yisurim do not stop him from davening, Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, "Boruch Elokim ashelehisir tefilosi vechazdoi meiti." David HaMelech thanked Hashem and praised Hashem for even though David had Yisurim, but those Yisurim did not stop him from davening. Omar Lur of Achabreider of Chia bar Abba. Hachi Omer Reb Chia bar Abba, Omer Reb Yechanon. They said in the name of Reb Yechanon, Eilu ve'elu yisurim shel avahin. Even if somebody has yisurim that stop him learning Torah and yisurim that stop him davening, nonetheless they are yisurim shel ava. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Ki esa she'yav Hashem yechiach. Hashem gives yisurim to people that he loves, and that's including all yisurim. Elo mata mudleima mitoroschot lamdenu. The pasuk that was brought, that the Yisurim which are good for a person are those that miteroschot lamdenu, and we thought it meant that they do not stop him learning Torah. But if those are also called Yisurim shel Ava, then what do the words miteroschot lamdenu teach us? Says the Gemara, al tikrut lamdenu elo tlamdenu. We can learn something from the Torah about Yisurim. What can we learn about Yisurim from the Torah? Davoze miteroschot lamdenu kal v'choyme mishen v'ayin. There's a halacha in the Torah that an Eved Kenani, whose master knocks out his tooth or his eye, he goes to freedom. Ma shen v'ayin, shehein echod meivarov shel odom. A tooth or an eye, which is just one organ or limb of a person. Eved yoytza ben necheiros, if he was a slave, he goes to freedom. Yisurim shememarkim kol gufoy, pain and yisurim, which they affect the entire body of a person, alachas kama v'kama, even more so, they help him leave the bondage of Averus and become free from the Averus. V'haynud Rav Shimon ben Lakish, this is the same as Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, the Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Nema bris b'melach, referring to salt, it uses the word bris. V'nemar bris b'yisurim, and regarding yisurim, it also says bris. Nemar bris b'melach, where does it say regarding salt, the word bris, t'chsev, loisash bis melach bris? V'nemar bris b'yisurim, where does it say the word bris by yisurim? This is by the Teichocha in Parshas Kisavoy, Dechsev, Eila, Divrei HaBris. After the Teichocha, which is full of Yisurim, these are Bris. Ma Bris Amur B'melach. In the same way as regarding salt. Melach Mamtekes Es HaBasar, the salt sweetens the meat. Af Bris Amur B'Yisurim, so too regarding Yisurim, Yisurim Emarkin Es Avinoisov Shel Odom, all the bitter effects that Averus have on the person, the Yisurim sweetens it and takes it away. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Oimer, Shalosh Matonis, Toiveis Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'kulon Le'nitnon Elo Al Yidei Yisurim. There are three good gifts that were given to Klal Yisrael, and all of them are conditioned with Yisurim. Eilu Hein, Torah, V'eretz Yisrael, V'olam Haba. Torah Minayin, where do we know that Torah can only be attained through Yisurim? Shenemar, Ashi Ageva Asheti Yisrenu Ka, U'miteroschot Lamdenu. That the Yisurim, because of the Yisurim, Tiasrenuka, he will be Zaycha to Toyoschot Lamdenu. Eretz Yisrael, where do we see that Eretz Yisrael is only given to us through Yisurim, Dechsev, Kikashe, Yasir, Ishes, Benoya, Shemelikechom, Yasrecho, Uchsiv, Basrei, Kiashemelikechom, Viachol, Eretz Toiva. After the Pasuk tells us that Hashem will give us Yisurim, the Pasuk says we're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Olam Haba, where do we see that Olam Haba is given to us with Yisurim? Tichsev kineir mitzvah v'torah oir b'derech chayim tichachas Musa. The derech, the way to receive chayim, which is chayi Olam Haba, is to tichachis Musa by getting and receiving and accepting Yisurim. Continues the Gemara. Toni Tana Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'oisik b'torah ubigmilus chasodim v'koyver esbonov. If a person experiences and is number one oisik b'teira, number two with gmilus chasodim, and number three he unfortunately experiences having to bury a child, moichlin al kol avinoisov, the pain and the suffering that causes him, and the schus of those mitzvahs, they give a person the schus of mechilas avinus. Omali Rabbi Yechanan said as follows. And the truth is that the next few lines of the Gemara are very difficult to understand, because there's one pasuk is being brought to explain another pasuk, and it's very, very unclear. In the Meforshim they ask, and it's not clear how one pasuk backs up another pasuk. But let's read the Gemara. Bishleim Torah u'gemilus chasodim, Torah and gemilus chasodim, that they should be a cause for mechilas avoinos, tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, bechesed ve'emes yuchupar avoin, both chesed and emes give a person kaparas avoinus. Chesed zugmilus chasodim, shenema roidev tzedakah v'chesed yimotze chayim tzedakah v'kovid. That chesed, referring to in the pasuk of bechesed v'emes yichupar avoin, is talking about a chesed that you're being roidev. You're doing gmilus chasodim. Gmil chasodim means that you are going to a poor person, you're going to a needy person, and you're doing chesed with him. As the pasuk says, roidev, that you're being roidev the chesed. So the chesed in the pasuk of chesed ve'emes yichupar avoin is referring to gemilus chasodim. Emes, the word emes zu teira, is talking about teira. Shenemar, as it says, emes knei ve'al timkir. Emes is the one thing that you can sell, that you can buy, even though you can't sell it, even though you don't sell it. The only thing in the world that you can buy, even though the seller is not going to lose it, is knowledge, is information, is teira. And so if a person is teaching Torah and he's not losing anything, that's MS, and the MS is Yechu Par Ovin, and brings him Kaparas Avoinis. Elor asks Rabbi Yechanan, Koiver Es Bonov, how do you know that somebody who unfortunately has to bury a child, Minayin, where do you know that that gives him Kaparas Avoinis? Tono Le'ahu Saba Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Asya Ovin Ovin, it's learnt out from Gzeira Shova, Ovin Ovin. Ksiv Hocha in the pasuk we just mentioned, Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avoin. Uchsiv Hosam, there's another pasuk that says, Umeshalim avoin avois el cheik b'nehem, that sometimes children unfortunately lose their lives because of averus the parents did, as a kapara for the parents. So you see that you've got from Gzereshov of avoin avoin, that burying a child or losing a child is a kaparas avoinus. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Negoim ubonim einon yisurim shel ava. If somebody has one of the four colors of tzoras mentioned in the Torah, which is a type of yisurim, it's not yisurim shel ava. And bonim, which we'll assume now means that if somebody buries a child, it's also not yisurim shel ava. Asks the Gemara, Negoim loy, negoim are not called yisurim shel ava. V'otanya kol mi sheyesh bo echod me'arba maris negoim halolu. Anyone who has one of the four colors of tzoras mentioned in the Torah, einon elo mizbach kapora. He's like a mizbeach kapora, and he gets forgiven for his averus, and that seems to be yisurim shel ava. So the Gemara offers one teretz: mizbach kapora hava yisurim shel ava loy hava. Even though it's a kapora for him, it's not yisurim shel ava. V'iboy seima, or second teretz, that there are some types of negoim that yisurim shel ava, and sometimes it's not yisurim shel ava. Ha'lon, ha'lohu. For us people in Bovel, it's yisurim shel ava. For those in Eretz Yisrael, it's not yisurim shel ava. Rashi explains, because in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, the halacha was that anyone with tzaras had to leave the city, and that's not yisurim shel ava. But in Bovel, where there was no such halacha, it was called yisurim shel ava. Tosfos says that can't be the pshat, because in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, people, the yovel was not noig anymore, and the metzoraim did not have to leave the city anymore. So Tosfos says that in Eretz Yisrael they were still being machmir the halachas of tuma of a metzora, and therefore it was not yisurim shel ava. In Bovel, where they were not machmir in the halachas of tuma, and therefore it was yisurim shel ava. V'iboyseima. Or another explanation, hob tzina, hob frahesia. If the tzaras, if the patches, the blisters that this person had were in a place that everybody could see on his face or on his hands, then that would be not yisurim shel ava. But if they were in a concealed place under his clothes, those are yisurim shel ava. Continues the Gemara, ubonim loy, is burying a child not called yisurim shel ava? Heichadami, in what case? Ilema dehavaluhu meisu. It doesn't mean that a person had children and unfortunately they died, and that's not called yisurim shel ava. V'homer Rabbi Yochanan would go round with either with a bone or with a tooth, and he would show people and say, "Dein garmo, this is the bone or the tooth to asira bir of my 10th child." Rabbi Yochanan had 10 sons, and all of them died in his lifetime. And he would show this to people to comfort them. And Rabbi Yochanan clearly wouldn't have had yisurim that are not yisurim shel ava. Elo, ha'da lo yhavale klal, v'ha'da havale umesu. If a person had a child and the child unfortunately passed away, those are yisurim shel ava. But a person that didn't have children bichlal, those are not yisurim shel ava. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, negoim ubonim einom yisurim shel ava, it doesn't mean burying a child, it means being childless, not having children bichlal, and they are not yisurim shel ava. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba cholash. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was weak, he was sick. Ol legabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went up to visit him. Om alei chavivin olecho yisurim. Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, are these yisurim dear to you? Om alei said, loyhein v'loy scharon. Not the yisurim and not the schar of yisurim. So Rabbi Yochanan saw that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba didn't want these yisurim. Om alei said to him, havli yodich, give me your hand. Yoav leyodi. Rabbi Yochanan took the hand of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba v'oikmei and cured him. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan cholash. At some point, Rabbi Yochanan became weak. Ol legabei Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went to visit Rabbi Yochanan. Om alei chavivin olecho yisurim. Are these yisurim dear to you? Omale loyhein v'loy scharon, not them and not the schar. Omale hav liyodech, give me your hand. Yohav liyodeh, gave him his hand v'oikme and he cured him. Ask the Gemara, amai loykim Rabbi Yochanan l'nafshei. In the same way as Rabbi Yochanan could heal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan heal himself? Omri, says the Gemara, ein chavush matir atzmi b'beis ha'asurim. Somebody who is in captivity cannot free himself from the prison on his own. Somebody outside of him has to release him. So to hear, if a person is sick, even though this sick person could have cured somebody else, he cannot cure himself. Continues the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer or other Zogeris, Rebbe Loza, Cholash, he became sick. Ol legabei Rebbe Yochanan went up to visit him. Chozo dehavagoni bebayis ofil, and he saw that the room was dark. Galya ledarei Rabbi Yochanan revealed his arm, v'nofal nahira, and the room became light. Chazya d'havaka b'chi Rabbi Elazar, he saw Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei asked him, Amai ka b'chi, so why are you crying? Imishum taira dole efshes, is it because you didn't learn as much taira as you wanted to? Shaninu, we learned in the Mishnah, it's not about the quantity, it's about doing everything you can. As long as you did what you can, that's enough. Is it because you were not a rich person? Not everybody is able to also be a big Talmud Chacham and also have riches. Yimishum boni, is it because of your children that passed away? Dein garmod asira abir, this is the bone or the tooth of my 10th child. He was trying to menachem him, that he understood his pain, because he and himself lost his 10 children. So he tried to comfort him. Omalei said to him, Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yochanan, you know I'm crying? L'hai shufra, because you, Rabbi Yochanan, you have such a beautiful body. You just lifted up your arms, the whole room became light. And the Gemara says in Bab Matzia Daf Pei Daled that Rabbi Yochanan was from the last remaining beautiful people of Yerushalayim. The body ba'afra, when you pass away, this beauty is going to go under the ground. Kobachina, that's why I'm crying. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Aldo avadei kobachisa. That's a good reason to cry. Ubochu tarvayu, and they both cried. And obviously, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't crying just about himself. He was crying because of the beauty of Yerushalayim that had gotten lost. Adahachi v'achi. In the meantime, Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Elazar, Chavivin olecha yisurim? Are you happy with these yisurim? Omalei, loy hein v'lo yischaron. Omalei, hav liyodech, give me your hand. Yoav liyodech, v'oikmei, Rabbi Yochanan healed Rabbi Elazar. Continues the Gemara. Rav Huna, Tkifulei Arba Meo Dani de Chamra. He had 400 barrels of wine, and they went off and became vinegar. Ola Gabe Rabbi Yehuda Achva de Rav Salo Chasida. Verabonon. Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salo Chasida, together with other Chachomim, went up to visit him. Vomri lo Samseir of Adabar Ava Verabonon, that went up to visit him. Vomru Le, they said to Rav Huna, La'ayin mar b'milei, you should examine your deeds. This didn't happen for nothing. Omar luhu, he said to them, Umi chashidna b'inaychu, are you suspecting me of having done averus? Omru lei, and they answered him back, Mi chashid kuchabrichu da'ovid dina b'loy dina, can it possibly be that Hashem is meeting out a din to you without a good reason? Omar luhu, yi'ike man d'shmir lai milsa leima, if any of you heard anything about me that would demand that I make amends for something I've done wrong, tell me what it is. Omrule, they said to him, Hochish Shmirlon, we heard the lo yoiv mar shabisha la'arise. You had a worker working in the field, and you didn't give him the branches that were due to him as part of his payment. Omaluhu, he said to them, Mikoshovikli midi mine, he used to steal so many branches from me that at times he didn't leave me with any branches. He stole the whole lot. Omrulei, they said to him, that's what people say. Bosor ganve gonuv, when you steal from a thief, tamatoim, then you have tasted theft. And it's true that your worker may have been a thief, but the fact that you robbed him of the branches that were coming to him, you also have some type of theft on your account. Maybe that's why Hashem is punishing you. Omaluhu, he said to them, Kobilno lai duhivnale, I am committed to give him back all those branches that are coming to him. Ikad omra, some say, Hodar chola v'hava chamra, the vinegar turned back to wine. He did tshuva, and immediately he got his wine back. V'ikad omra, others say, Ayakir chola v'izdavin b'dmei d'chamra. The vinegar didn't become wine, maybe that would have been too much of a ness, but the price of vinegar rose to the price of what wine was, and therefore, even though it stayed vinegar, he didn't lose any money. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Abba Binyamin Oimer, Al Shnei Dvorim Oyisi Mitztayer Kol Yomai. I was bothered and concerned my whole life to make sure the following two things were done. Al Tfilosi Shetahilifnei Mitosi, that my tefillah should be by my bed. Va'al Mitosi Shetahinasuna Bin Tzofin Vedorim, that my bed should be between the north and the south. The Gemara explains, Al tfilosi shetei lifnei mitosi mai, lifnei mitosi. What does it mean, lifnei mitosi? Ilei melifnei mitasi mamish doesn't mean that when he davens it's lifnei mitasi, which means that his bed was immediately in front of him, standing there whilst he was davening. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amarav v'itaymer Rav Yishua ben Levi minayin nemispalel shelo yehi dava choytzes benoy levei nakir shenemar v'yasev chizkiyo upono velakir v'yispalel. We learn from a pasuk that the best way of davening is there should be nothing between the person davening and the wall, and certainly there shouldn't be a bed between himself and the wall. It doesn't mean that the bed should be in front of me. It means that I always made sure to daven as soon as I could after getting out of bed. That his bed should be positioned between north and south. If somebody puts his bed between the north and the south, Havyin le bonim zechorim, he will merit having boys. Shnemer, as it says in the pasuk, utzfunchot male vitnom yizbu'u vonim. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, af ein ishtoi mapeles nefolim, it's a skula that his wife should not miscarry. Ksiv hocha utzfunchot male vitnom, in this pasuk that says that the bed should be facing tzofoin, it says tzvunchot male bitnam. Uchsiv alsom, and it says in another pasuk vayimlu yomed yomeol oledes vine soimim bevitna. So we learn that somebody who is keeping and conforming to the utzvuncha, that his bed is in the right position, his wife will come to the end of the pregnancy in good health and will not miscarry, chas v'shalom. Tanya, another brisa, Abba ben Yomin Oimir. Shnayim shenichnasu leispalel, if two people went into a shul to daven, and Tosu says on Davov HaMadalef, it's talking about that at night, and a person will be afraid to stay himself in the Beis HaMedrash, v'kodam echod men leispalel, v'lohimten es chaveiro v'yotzo. One of the two people finished davening before his friend, and he left, and he didn't wait for his friend. That toirfin lo tfilosoi, Befonov. In Shemayim, they tear up the tefillos of the person who went out of the Beis HaMedrash, leaving his friend on his own. Shneimer, as it says in the pasuk, Toireif nafshei ba'apoy, halaman chote ozav oretz, that you think the Shechina is going to stay around just because you're there, and when you leave, the Shechina goes away. The Shechina stays in the Beis HaMedrash with your friend, and you should have stayed there to be with him. Doing such a thing, leaving a Beis HaMedrash with your friend there on his own, will cause the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Vayetak tzur mimekoymoy. The end of that same pasuk of Toirif Nafshei Ba'apoy, it says Vayetak tzur mimekoymoy. What's tzur? Who's tzur? Tzur is a rock. Vein tzur ela kadosh baruch hu. Shenemar tzur yelodecha teshi. Hashem is referred to as a rock. And it says, this rock, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayetak Mimakoymei, will leave his place because you left your friend on his own. V'imhimtim loy maschoro, if you wait for your friend, even though you finished davening, you don't want him to stay alone in shul, what's the schar? Om Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, Zoyche lebrochis halalu, he merits all these brochas. Shnemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Lu hikshavto lemitzvoisai, Vayihi chanor shloimecho v'tzitkoscho, Kigali Hayom, Vayika Hildar Echo, Vetsoi, Meecho Kimoisov, Loikoris, Loishomit, Shmoi Milifonov. And that's what he's going to merit if he waits for his friend. Hikshavto means Himtanto, it means you waited. Because you waited, you're going to merit all these things mentioned in these psukim. And Mirz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start on Davov HaMadalef, four lines from the top.